Kathy Little lives across the street from the Cane Run Power Plant in southwest Louisville. Until recently, it was a coal-fired power plant, creating large quantities of ash that the utility stored in mountainous dry landfills and a large pond.
I am very concerned.
Little had numerous problems with the way utility LG&E handled coal ash over the years, but says at the very least, the permitting program managed by the Kentucky Department for Environmental Protection gave her a little peace of mind.
I think that the state, with its permitting, makes me feel a little bit easier living across the street, probably a couple of hundred yards from a coal ash landfill.
Now, Kentucky regulators have proposed eliminating that permitting requirement. The state is in the final stages of changing the coal ash regulations to incorporate new federal standards. And the new regulations will eliminate the comprehensive process where state professionals weigh in on every aspect of building new coal ash landfills. Little and other environmental advocates aren't the only ones concerned about this approach. Turns out, the Kentucky Department for Environmental Protection, circa 2010, thinks it's a bad idea, too.
They had serious concerns over allowing independent professionals to self-certify complex engineering documents without prior state review.
That's Attorney Tom Fitzgerald of the Kentucky Resources Council, quoting from a letter the Kentucky DEP sent to the federal EPA in 2010.
Kentucky strongly believes that a system of detailed technical regulation, application submittal, application review, public notice, and final permit is essential to eliminate misunderstandings between the consultant, owner, operator, department, neighbors, and the general public. I couldn't have said it better.
In this 2010 document, the state was commenting on the EPA's proposed coal ash regulations and strongly disagreed with letting utilities build coal ash landfills without state input. Yet 7 years later, that's exactly what Kentucky is proposing.
It is a vindication of the fact that the approach that they have taken is, in fact, very likely to be underprotective of the public and of the environment.
The Kentucky DEP declined an interview request on what changed between 2010 and 2017. In a written statement, spokesman John Mira said that because the EPA's final rule laid out specific standards regarding landfill siting, design, monitoring, and operational requirements, this addressed the cabinet's previous concerns. Mira continued, quote, "The agency believes that these regulations set forth prescriptive and protective standards for managing coal ash moving forward," end quote. But the issues of specific federal standards and a comprehensive permitting program are different. Fitzgerald says the state is comparing apples and oranges.
Nothing in the EPA standards required the state to jettison its permitting program. And in fact, the state disagreed with the EPA approach because they believed that individualized permit review was needed. I mean, they said so clearly in 2010.
Though the letter was sent under the previous administration, that of Democratic Governor Steve Beshear, and the proposal is in the process of being finalized under current Republican Governor Matt Bevin, most of the players in the DEP have remained the same over the two administrations. The 2010 letter is signed by then-DEP Commissioner Bruce Scott, who has now been promoted to Energy and Environment Cabinet Deputy Secretary and has been spearheading the passage of the new regulations. The process of rewriting the new regulations also began under the Beshear administration. The Department for Environmental Protection initially wrote one version of the regulation, which maintained a permitting program. But the regulations that emerged after more than a year of meetings with utility industry representatives were less stringent. I'm Erica Peterson in Louisville.